The sermon is titled, You Are Selected. And it's based on James chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. My dear friends, don't let public opinion influence how you live out our glorious Christ-oriented, originated faith. Let me try that again. My dear friends, don't let public opinion influence how you live out our glorious Christ-originated faith. If a man enters your church wearing an expensive suit and a street person wearing rags comes in right after him, and you say to the man in the suit, "Hey, sit over here, sir. There's the best seats in the house." And then you either ignore the street person or say, "Hey, better sit here in the back row." Haven't you just segregated God's children and proved that you are judges who can't be trusted? Listen, dear friends, isn't it clear by now that God operates quite differently? God chose the world's down and out as the kingdom's first citizens with full rights and privileges. This kingdom is promised to anyone who loves God. Let me repeat that. This kingdom is promised to anyone who loves God. And here you are abusing these same citizens. Isn't it the high and mighty who exploit you, who use the courts to rob you blind? Aren't they the ones who scorn the new name Christian, used by the in your baptisms? You do well when you complete the royal rule of the Scriptures. The royal rule of the Scriptures. Love others as you love yourself. But if you play up to these so-called important people, you go against the rule and stand convicted by it. You can't pick and choose in these things, specializing in keeping one or two things in God's law and ignoring the others. The same God who said, "Don't commit adultery," also said, "Don't murder." So if you don't commit adultery, but you do murder, do you think your non-adultery will cancel out your murder? No, you're still a murderer. Period. That's James. It's amazing. The kingdom is promised to anyone who loves God. And if you look at the website we have and everything, we always say what? Don't wreck your faith. It's there always, doing fantastic things for us. God's faith is an amazing, amazing thing. And I love the fact that it's here with us. Today we read several scriptures. And it came down to, if you look at it, are we playing favorites with those around us? Isn't that what kind of this was about? A couple of people come in to the church and you decide where you're going to put them. It's hard in today. We've grown up with prejudices, judgments, opinions. I turned white-haired early in life. I started getting senior discounts at the age of 40. Yes, I've been white a while. If they asked me, "Ma'am, do you qualify for your senior discount?" I would say, "No, I don't." If they didn't ask me, I got several times, they would just put it on the bill. Senior discount. Now I fully qualify, but back then I did not. You see, they saw the white hair and figured age had to be on my side. I had to be up there somewhere. White hair means you're old enough to what? Collect Social Security and all that other stuff? No, not really. White hair is just a genetic thing. It's a color. But yet we take such little things and hints and start judging people. The man in the rich suit. Sure enough, we're going to, what? Here, let's set you aside. Let's take care of you. But yet the homeless person that came in. We put them in the back row. Why? Because we're ashamed of who they are, how they dress. We should never, ever have that. We shouldn't be ashamed of anyone. If someone's coming to our church and they want to find God, we're going to tell them, don't rent your faith, own it. We're going to tell them that they are made uniquely and wonderfully in the image of God, and that's enough. We're going to tell them what it says right here, that God chose the world's down and out as the kingdom's first citizens with full rights and privileges. This kingdom is promised to anyone who loves God. And then we're going to tell them, because you love God and you know God loves you, we need you what? To do well when you complete the royal rule of the scriptures. Love others as you love yourself. Love others as you love yourself. God is here with us each and every day. God loves us unconditionally, always. Sometimes we need a little, maybe slap on the back of the head to remind us of that. But it's okay. We're not all perfect. God's an amazing, amazing God. And I just love the fact that, sorry. Some days I cough, some days I don't. I was trying to find something on the... Boom. Welcome to the new week. Boom, boom, boom. All right, I give up. Anyway, so God is amazing. And I'm glad God is with me each and every day. Yes, Chad, we need to be kind to one another. To take care of one another. To remember to pray for one another. We need to pray for everyone, regardless of what's going on, because everybody needs it. Every day is a unique challenge for each and every one of us. So today, what I wanted to do is make sure you realize you are selected by God. Jesus accepted you the minute you said, hey, I recognize this guy. This Jesus guy, he's trying to what? Eliminate anything that could interfere with me and God talking. With me feeling God's unconditional love coming into my life and filling it to the point where I need to share it with everyone around me. That is the true message of Jesus. You, each and every one, are filled with God's love. Filled with God's love. No one is better than anyone else. All of us need prayers. And we need to remember what? Listen, dear friends, isn't it clear by now that God operates quite differently than us? We quickly generalize. God does not. God checks the heart. God chose the world's down and out as the kingdom's first citizens with full rights and privileges. This kingdom is promised to anyone who loves God. So you do well when you complete the royal rule of the scriptures. Love one another as you love yourself. And remember to love yourself as well, because there's many of us that have struggles with that. But if God can love you unconditionally right where you're at, so can you. You're uniquely and wonderfully made. God made you. God filled you with love. And God cares. Amen.